Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a study carried out by Polish researchers has found a connection between breast size and the efficacy of breastfeeding. Surprisingly, that smaller breasts are better at delivering lactose, or at least that's the way this study has been reported in the media. Dr. Afif El-Koufash is a paediatrician, a lactation consultant and the host of the Baby Tribe podcast. Afif, good afternoon to you.
Thank you for having me on the show, Sean.
And is this what is that what I described there? Is that what they found?
With all due respect, that is a horrible description of how the study was conducted and what the study found. And I think it was designed to actually make mothers and women feel bad about their bodies and also sow doubt into their mind about the ability of them adequately feeding their baby. I actually looked at the study in detail. And whenever I look at a study, I look at three things. Its internal validity, how well it was conducted and whether you can believe the results. Its external validity, how applicable the information from that study is to the general population. And finally, its clinical relevance. Do I care about the results or not?
Okay.
So there has been a lot of, well, there's a lot of issues with the study. First of all, they did find a tenuous relationship between a very poor measure of breast size and the concentration, not the amount, the concentration of lactose in breast milk. And the relationship actually only explains about 6% of the variability of the lactose concentration in breast milk. So we have 7.5 grams of lactose in 100 mils of breast milk, right? And what the study found is that at best, it may go up to 7.8, or at worst, it may go down to 7.2.
Okay.
So clinically irrelevant finding completely. Second of all, they didn't actually look at the volume of milk. So the concentration is not the same as volume. And although the concentration may be different, the total amount of lactose that a baby gets over a 24-hour period is likely to be the same, regardless of the size of the breast.
Right. So does breast size play any bearing or have any bearing on this at all then?
So there are various factors that determine the composition of the macronutrients in breast milk. Breast size is actually predominantly determined by fat rather than the glandular tissue that is responsible for manufacturing milk. So as such, although there are studies demonstrating some sort of a relationship between, the actual fat content and the overall volume of milk, it doesn't translate into the concentrations of the different macronutrients. The biggest determinant of the macronutrient content in breast milk is the baby's needs. And that's something that actually we need to talk about and celebrate. Women's bodies are amazing at figuring out what a baby needs. And I'll just give you an example. Something that we see on a daily basis in the neonatal intensive care unit, preterm babies, our bread and butter. Preterm babies need more protein, more fat, slightly less lactose in order to support their adequate growth during their premature phase. A lactating mother that has had a preterm baby, her body knows this, and you end up finding a higher concentration of protein and fat in a preterm mother's breast milk when you compare it to a term mother's breast milk. So rather than having these patriarchal headlines that sow doubt into the mother's minds, we need to actually acknowledge what a wonderful thing a mother's body is and how it is so intuitive into doing what is best for the baby. Incidentally, they found no difference in the growth parameters in these babies and they found no clinical relevance to this finding.
Yeah. Why did they conduct it in the first place then?
I mean, it's important to study. And in fairness to the authors, they did not make that claim. I saw you using terms efficacy, better, things like that.
Yeah.
They didn't actually use any of these things. And I know that you're saying this because this is what the headlines are actually saying. But these are newspaper reports of the actual study. And the authors, in fairness to them, they said, yes, there are differences. The clinical relevance of those differences are not there.
Yeah. So what was it they were trying to ascertain?
They wanted to see whether breast size actually does determine the concentration of lactose. That was their ultimate aim. What the clinical relevance of it at the moment, to be honest with you, I don't know how relevant something like that would be. The other thing is they used a very rudimentary way to actually measure breast size. They use a method that people use to actually measure bra size rather than the volume of the breasts.
Yes.
So again, even that correlation, the 6% variability explained by breast size, I would doubt because they didn't measure true breast volume. So even if you could, even if you took the study at face value, I would have issues with the methodology.
Right. Okay. And so is there any correlation whatsoever between the size of a woman's breast and how much milk she can produce? Or is that, as you implied there, completely determined by how much the baby wants?
Exactly. So the baby's needs are the predominant determinants of the composition of breast milk. The other thing is breast size is, as I said, predominantly determined by the fat cells in the breast, not the milk or the glandular tissue that produces milk. Mm. So although, you know, there is a sort of scientific basis underpinning this potential association, for example, a higher fat content within the breast tissue may potentially affect the lactose production within the milk, the clinical relevance of it, because it's so minor, is questionable. And the overall lactose content or the lactose amount that a baby takes in a 24-hour period is likely to be the same. It's probably at the moment more of a theoretical interest rather than anything you can practically do with. I mean, as I said, it goes from 7.2 to 7.8 if you actually extrapolate from what they're saying.
Yeah, and that's kind of negligible.
Yeah.
So for any mothers listening, just ignore this because it's kind of balderdash, really.
It is total BS. I don't know how much cursing we can do at this
stage. Well, you just did that now, potty mouth.
But realize that you're doing a fabulous job for your baby. Have trust in yourself and your body, that your body will actually determine the composition of the breast milk based on your baby's own needs. You know, so much so that if a baby, for example, is brewing an infection, right, there is a two-way communication between the baby's body and the mother's body. And the baby's body brewing up a virus will tell the mother's body, can you make more antibodies to this specific virus? And that is transferred through breast milk. This is the wonder of the mother's body. And then when people focus on some mundane thing and really blow it out of proportion. And the headline is actually quite horrendous, saying smaller breasts give you an advantage in breastfeeding. I mean, the authors did not say that. This was actually, unfortunately, a man coming up with this title.
Yeah.
And again, his interpretation of the article is questionable.
Yeah, to put it mildly. Afif, thanks very much. I'm very glad you could come in to sort that out for us. That was Dr. Afif El-Koufash there, paediatrician, lactation consultant, and the host of the Baby Tribe podcast.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.